Hello everyone, welcome to Life Thoughts. So here's my first episode, and I'd like to speak today about perspective. Quoting Google, a particular attitude towards a situation or a point of view towards a person and his doings. It's a true understanding of the relative importance of things. How can a perspective be created? How does it form? Let's take an example to explain it. A student tries to copy and he gets caught. There were two teachers, a strict one and a lenient one. Now each of them have different perspectives to the situation. A strict teacher looks at that kid as if he's done something wrong, or is falling off tracks, or there is nothing he can do about it, and he scolds the kid. He's very angry at the kid and he's frustrated about the kid's behavior. The strict teacher has this perspective because of multiple reasons. There might be childhood upbringing. His parents might have taught him different values, different way to react at things, different way to perceive things. Now that is how his perspective towards the situation is generated. That is how he reacts. Coming to the lenient teacher. The lenient teacher might have had different childhood, might have had different upbringing. He might have gone through different situations in life. So he look at the situation in a different way. Hell, who knows? He might even appreciate the kid because of his technique of copying. He might try to understand why the kid did not study for the exam, or why did he try to copy? What was the main reason behind it? He might not be like the strict teacher who tries to scold the kid or not understand his point of view and try to explain him what's good and what's not. Now, there are multiple factors for a person's perspective to be generated. Firstly, childhood and parent upbringing. Secondly, situations faced by the person in his or her life. Thirdly, deep-rooted mentalities, surrounding people's mentalities. It's kind of imposed on a kid or a person. So these are like the main factors which generate a perspective inside a person's head. Now there is this concept of an elephant and a drawing. If you make four people sit around an elephant and ask them to draw what they see, four people will draw four different sizes of the elephant. No one will draw the exact or the complete point of elephant view. Now, what do we understand here? Each artist has a different direction. That means each of them has a different perspective to the situation there. Here, they're drawing what's visible on their side only. Perspective. It's a way of looking at things and understanding them. Now, a murderer and a doctor do not definitely have the same upbringing and same perspective to one situation. Now, why did a murderer become a murderer? The situations he has gone through turned him into one. Now, I'm definitely not supporting a murderer, but if somebody studied all those murderers and analyzed their behavioral tendencies, and used it to develop a better way of thinking and help kids think in a better manner, who knows, there might not be any murderers at the end of the day or in the near future. Peace.